Hi, my name is Troy Jacobson. I'm the head coach of the Jacobson Leadership Academy, where we help leaders and organizations optimize their performance. For today, I want to talk about one of the things we do in our strategic planning, in our business consulting element of our practice, and that is starting with what's known as a SWOT analysis. And it's really important to do that because you need to know where you are, where your organization sits in the bigger picture before you really dive into the strategic planning process. So I'm going to share my screen here and let's just talk about the SWOT analysis concept, really high level, but it's really simple, but it's so important to get your head around and to make this part of your strategic planning process. And honestly, it can take a long time. If you really put the rigor that's required of this process, it'll take you a while. It could take a full day, in fact. And you can break it down not only from the bigger picture of the organization as a whole, but also on a departmental level. And if you're a leader of a big team, you might want to do that. You might want to give the SWOT tool to everyone, all the leaders on your team, so they can do this and really break things down. But let's look at this really quickly. So the strengths, these are elements within your control, okay? So things your company does well, your competitive advantages, internal resources as skilled staff, tangible assets, intellectual property, capital, and technology. Okay, so look at what are your strengths as an organization, what's going to propel you down the road to be very competitive. The next up are your weaknesses, things your company lacks, things your competitors do better, resource limitations, unclear selling propositions. So really be honest with yourself. You know, where are areas to improve? You know, what are your weaknesses? Because if you don't identify your weaknesses and you don't have that kind of self-awareness, well, then how are you going to grow? Next up are your opportunities. Underserved markets for products, low competition, emerging demand for products, media coverage of the company, et cetera. Like what areas maybe that are external to your organization, things that are more out of your control are opportunities that you can move towards. And then finally, threats. These are things that are certainly external for the most part, but emerging competitors, changes in regulations, negative press, decline on demand, world events, pandemics, you know, all those different things that you need to have some awareness around. But take the time and the energy and the rigor required to really dive into this on a whiteboard, write it all up. This is what we do as part of our strategic planning process with teams. And it's such a great visual to see all these elements on the board and to create this awareness and then around what you're doing, these areas, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and trends, and then to set up the strategic plan. Hopefully that resonated with you. If you have any questions about that or would like some facilitation and coaching in this area, please reach out. Thank you.